Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday to you. So anyway, I like to start off the day with meditation and, and then prayer and meditation. I always say prayer is when you're asking. Meditation is when you're receiving the answer, right? So I know a lot of you guys that listen to the show and other shows like it. Hold on one second. There you go. I always know that my other show that I had done, I wanted to listen to it so I can see how I can improve, right? Always room for improvement. Anyway, backing off a little bit about what I wanted to talk about today, because I got this in meditation, is talking about learning to control your thoughts and learning to control your thoughts so you can have loads more joy and love in your life, right? And remember, that's your journey to figure this out, right? That's a spiritual being. That's who we all are, having a human experience, okay? And so what's your thoughts on that? You know, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I would not have chosen all this hardship if that really was true. And I get you. But believe it or not, you did, right? I did. We all choose the life we plan to live. Lead, okay? And so on that note, let's talk about something. What is a way that you can control your thoughts? And who's an angel that works with you, by the way, with that? Isn't that cool? You know, you have an angel that actually will help you with this, okay? So, and how many thoughts do you have a day? Well, you have 10,000 plus thoughts a day. And did you know that there is a gazillion more powerful thoughts that you can choose to have, and they're so much more powerful and strong and beautiful than the negative ones. And so when you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that you think is, oh, my God, I got to go to work, or I've got to wake the kids up, or I got to get my guy up or girl up, you know, whatever that may be, right? And so I'm going to just tell you that you have a you have powerful thoughts that you can always have, right? All right, so let's look at that. Who is somebody that can, or what is an angel that can help you with that? Any thoughts on that? Those who are listening now or listening later? Well, I'll tell you who's really good about that is actually Archangel Michael. He helps you have strong, powerful thoughts. Well, they all do. I like Jeshua does. Sedana, she does too as well. The Candiel does too, because people say, well, I'm psychic, but I'm very intuitive, but I always have these negative thoughts. Well, let's talk about that. So what's something that you could do, to make sure that you're always having positive thoughts, or not always, but you know, you have more positive than negative ones. And, one of the things that you've got to say is, I got to get rid of this. I got to get rid of these thoughts. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Getting rid of lower thoughts or negative thoughts or not the best thoughts is like holding a beach ball down underwater. It's big, it's bulky, and you can hold it down for a while, but eventually it's going to pop back up. So what I'm going to recommend you do, and this is really important, is let me start like this. Yesterday, I had a thought, and I was like, you know what? He is a jackass, And he said this to me, and I just didn't like it. And I said, that's the reason why I reacted the way I did. Now, let me give you the little side note on that. This is somebody that I dated years ago, and I have a beautiful man now, and I so appreciate him. But this guy, he was bought into my life for a reason. Remember, we choose to come back here to learn lessons, to learn lessons and to teach them and to become one with God, okay? And I always think that God's like the ocean and we're like waves in that ocean. Does that make sense? So on that note, I looked at myself and I said, you know what, Tari, you can think this way, but you know what it did is we learned by contrast. I said, you know, this guy, I'm going to call him Steve. Well, his name was Steve, so I'm not even care because how many Steves are there in the world? So I said, you know, Steve, he was just, and I said, but he taught you about contrast. You knew what you wanted more in a man because you dated him and he showed you, and he had some great qualities, just so you know, He showed you some things that you didn't want that were deal breakers for you, and for me personally. And so I'm grateful for that, right? He also taught me about respecting myself. And I realized that when I dated him, I was at one of the lowest points in my life, okay? And you know what I love about low? We learn by contrast. We know what low is, so we can go back up. And as I started developing my abilities to not run from problems and not even to wish them to go away, I just said, help me make me stronger. And that was really key there. And I looked at him one day and said, we are done. You need to leave now. And so I'm not getting into about a makeup breakup or being new, but I chose that scenario. And as I, you know, yesterday I said, he taught me a lot rather than saying what a dirtbag. And by the way, I did say that, but I go, gosh, I need to replace that thought with a better one. So maybe you're thinking, I'm the big fat chow hog. You ever said that to yourself? Or I have, okay. We are our own worst critic. I have clients that tell me I'm so depressed. Well, great. You know, I'm not saying that because I have a daughter who that is one of her issues. She struggles with this lifetime, and a mom that did the same thing. So, you know, you say, I am so depressed. I am feeling better. I am going to be happy today at some point in time. And remember, there's no road to happiness. There's only happiness, just so you know. So those are a couple things that you can do. And you have Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please help me. I am grateful that you're helping me, Michael, pull myself out of this slump, right? I'm grateful that you're helping me turn my thoughts around. But you guys, thoughts are everything. You know, the bed that you're laying in the couch you're sitting in or whatever you're sitting on or whatever was somebody's thought before they created it, okay? So what are you creating? And, you know, so you, I said, you asked Archangel Michael, you asked Jeshua, God, Sedna, S-E-D-N-A, she's abundance and will help you create great thoughts. It's hard to create abundance in your bank account, in your love life without having better thoughts. And there's nothing like it. One of the other things I'm going to share with you is, you know, and I asked Sedna, I go, okay, well, sometimes I just ask everybody's on duty, that's what I say. Michael, Sedna, Jeshua, which is Jesus, Jeshua is the Hebrew name for Jesus. I've said this several times. And I go, thank you. And God, I am asking for your help and for me to get motivated in the morning so that I can set my day up right. So this morning I got up and I swam some laps in our new pool because we just moved in here a few months ago, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, actually. And I'm grateful for that. And I said, I'm grateful to be able to get moving. And I did. And I popped up, got up, and I, you know, did my prayer and meditation before. I am saying this to you right now. I'm so thankful. But I want you guys to remember something. Each thought is an investment that pays immediate great dividends. I'll repeat that. I got this morning. I don't know who wrote it, but probably from the angels, right? Gave it to somebody. Law of attraction. Each thought is an investment that pays immediate dividends. So invest wisely. You have the power to choose your thoughts. And if you have a negative thought, replace it with a positive one, right? I am so worried about money. I am grateful that I can pray to have more and to not only to pray, but to receive more. And you might not see it today, but I promise you this, with everything inside of me, And this is a strong message that I'm getting from the angels. You guys, you know, with abundance in every area of your life, and you're not feeling it, one or all of them, to say, I am so grateful that I am changing this with the help of my angels. God, whoever you believe in, Jeshua, Michael, there are so many out there. Are the great I am, right? Whatever. Okay, remember, God is the ocean. This is a great analogy. And you're like a wave in that ocean. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share today, you know. And guys, remember this: we've got some really great shows on this on Angel Coaches. And I've got a music now from a little girl. She's so fun. She's 17 years old. She's performing, and she's a songwriter, plays guitar, and can sing like an angel. And she's going to be here on Tuesday. Be looking for her show. I've got to double check the time with her today, but she's 17 years old. And wants to perform and give back to people with her music, helping like at events, church, and you know, and other things. she said to me, she says, Cherie, do you remember last time we did a show? You said I could choose anything and that to talk about. I said, yeah. She goes, well, I want to talk about God and the angels and how they help me with my music. Isn't that sweet? And she's an amazing young woman. Her family's all amazing, though, her mom and her dad. So you'll want to listen to that show, guys. You really do. And you'll like her. Her name is Sarah. So that's coming up on Tuesday. I'm going to do, I think, one tonight. I'm going to schedule it because serendipity and synchronicity. Isn't that cool? How can you work that in your spiritual daily life? And so that's important. And then what's another one that we've got this week? Ah, me and Stephen are doing one on Tuesday night on spiritual, being a spiritual entrepreneur. Isn't that cool? You can have a great business. I don't care what it is, right? And just if you have spirituality and a conscious spirituality, maybe I should say it like that, conscious spirituality. Try saying that three times real fast. that's key right there. And then we have that's on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Melissa and I, which Melissa is Sarah's mom, we're doing one, Go Run for Fun Fitness. Guys, keep us in your thoughts and prayers about that one because we really are trying to get something started where everyone can run together, kind of like, maybe not at the same time because we're all in different parts of the planet here or in the U.S., but we can run. Wouldn't it be able to connect with people and, run with people? You don't have to talk to them, but just know that you guys are running side by side. Isn't that cool? And so we're really trying to create that, and we had a special speaker on. We're going to have another one this week. She's losing weight. You've got to hear her story. She's amazing. And she had some health challenges and overcoming them, and weight loss and doing that, and wants to wear a bikini and look sexy and hot in it. Nothing wrong with that. And her guy is supporting her, by the way. So with all those ideas. So she's going to be on as a special guest with us on Tuesday. And Thursday we've got Amy and I do a show together, Leaving a Legacy or Living a Legacy or a Legacy of Truth, Joy. Last week she did one of fun. And so she'll be on Thursday. And we've got some new people coming up. But if you've got a great idea for a show, hit me up on, I can't even think right now. Hit me up on Instagram on Angel Coaches, and also you can text me at 954-636-9401. I would love to hear what you say. Now, I want you guys to know a lot of these people that are doing shows with me have been people I've coached, and they're creating a life of bliss. So on that note, I want to put this out there to you guys. If you guys want to be a better version of yourself, I am, if not one of the best coaches, if not the best coach out there. This is my passion to help other people find their bliss and be their bliss. And I want to help you. So if you want to be a part of my coaching program, send me a text, 954-636-9401. If you would like to do some coaching with me, then please hit me up at 954-636-9401 and send me a text. I've got a gentleman today that he just started coaching with me about a week ago. He said, I got my answer, and he's intuitive anyway, but we're working together, and he said, I got my answer about what I need to do my next step. Isn't that cool? And it's a big one. So I can show you how to work with the angels and really get them to, or not get them, you to understand and be able to connect immediately. Also being the best version of yourself and finding and living and being your passion. How cool is that? Okay, you guys, happy Sunday. I am so happy that we're here today and had this moment in time. And just remember, I'm going surfing today in the waves with God, the ocean. Why don't you join me? Take care, everybody. Bye now.